Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Quiet, numbskulls, I'm broadcasting.
When you come off the weekend as a radio host, it's hot, baby. I mean, it's hot. And here's what I'm going to do. This is groundbreaking, mind-blowing, what I'm about to do. By the way, welcome, folks, to KevinJacksonNetwork.com. I am Kevin Jackson. You are part of the network because you're listening to me. And if you go to the KevinJacksonNetwork.com, you're going to find a lot of cool things that we do besides just radio. But here's what I want to do. I want to blow your mind because I'm going to tell you what you already know. Yeah, and that's going to blow your mind because then you're going to explore all the things that are circling through your head and say, other people think the same thing that I do? Yes, we do. Yeah, it's hard to believe, but you are not alone in this craziness. And in case you have missed it, in case you do not listen 5 days a week, 2 hours a day to my show, racist, you're going to find out that leftists are the craziest people on the planet. And they are led by a superhero of Bizarro World, a guy by the name of Captain Demento. And let me tell you, it can't get any crazier. Tucker Carlson has a clip where he's talking about one of the stories we're going to talk about here, which is reparations for, wait for it, illegals. And I can't wait to discuss this in more depth. We're going to dedicate quite a bit of time to it. So let me just go ahead and tell you some other things. Because speaking of reparations and black people, did you know that 23% of white students lie on their college entrance about some form of ethnicity? You know, in other words, they don't claim to be white. They say, I'm illegal. They say, I'm black, I'm American Indian, I'm Latino, I'm Guatemalan midget, whatever, but they do not profess to be white. It's working, white people. Or maybe you parents are getting smart and saying, you know what? If you can't beat them, join them. 23%. So maybe we'll talk about that. Because, see, that's taking a page out of a Barack Obama's playbook. Mr. Foreign Student then gets his record sealed. You're not going to see Barack Obama's real records until all of us are dead and nobody even remembers that baby black Jesus' name. By the way, that story I just told you, that is the very reason you need to go out right now and get a copy of my book, Race Pimping, which is a funny read because I told you white folks, I said, why aren't you going to get in on the scam? How long are you going to wait? And 23% of you probably read my book, got in on the scam. If everybody can be black, why are you still white, whitey? I mean, come on. What else we got in the news? It is such a rich thing, you know, news environment that it's exciting. Now, it's always exciting every day, but coming off the weekend when there's 2 days of rest, you know, God only rested one day. You think you're resting. You ain't resting, but you get 2 days where you don't have to hear it. Saturday and Sunday, you don't have to hear anything. You can kind of take a break. I know you don't. I know you don't because you know leftism doesn't rest. But coming off the weekend, we got crime all over the country. I got a story about crime. Oh, Lord, 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 somebody help. I need a deacon to come in and wipe me down. I'm starting to sweat. I'm starting to sweat. Oh, yeah. I can hear the choir warming up and Sister Uruz over there. White people out there going, what's he talking about? I'm Methodist. I'm giving you some Black Baptist church today. Oh, man. Inflation at a 30-year high. You should see the excuses that they're giving for inflation. Oh, and the GDP is hovering at 2%. The GDP right now should be at 6%. It should be crazy. If Trump were president, the GDP would be 5% or so. It's 2%. You want to know why? Because the prices of everything is so high. It's inflated the GDP. And the people who know this, they're like, oh, they're scared. Treasury Secretary Yellen's like, well, they got excuses for everything. except white people. Yeah, there's a professor at Rutgers who says white people, I'm openly, blatantly, racist professor says that white people need to be gone. You just need to be gone. Well, if they do decide to get rid of you, you guys can come hang out with me. I've only got room for about three, but I'll take you in. I will. What else we got? Of course, we got vaccine talk, right? We're going to have vaccine talk for some time. And here's the idiocy of vaccine talk. Here's what you know. You know that COVID isn't as deadly as they say. Let me put it to you this way. If COVID was as deadly as they say, why are we still talking about it like it's, you know, ice cream? It isn't, oh, today we lost 50 million people to COVID. It was a horrible day for COVID. It would be like the Vietnam War stats. Or it would be like the number of infections that they told us about during the time of Trump. They always told us how many people were getting infected. COVID has infected 15 billion more people in the world. Sir, that's twice the world's population. Shut up. But nobody was dying. More stars contracted COVID. But they're still in movies. Man, we changed our lives over BS, and we still are. We know. Let me tell you what you know. You can go look at the news. You don't have to believe Kevin Jackson. Go look at the news. The people who got the shot are infecting more people than the people who didn't. The people who got the shot are getting COVID more than any other group. I could go on. We will talk about the celebratory nature of all the people wanting to spread COVID who said, there's a vaccine for kids. Oh, my God. You're not going to believe it. There's a vaccine for kids. Wow. Kids. More kids are going to die in their sleep, natural death, smoke inhalation, fires, shot by somebody else. Probably if they're black, they're going to be shot by somebody that looks like them. Killed by opioid addiction, suicide, etc. But we got to come up with a cure for the kids. This is insane. Look, I don't know how long you can allow this world to exist before you finally get tired like me. I did this many years ago. And I said, I ain't shutting up. Nope. You can't shut me up. I'm so mad. Every day that I watch what's happening in this country and people who have no backbones, who just let it happen. Somebody could come right up to you, say, Donald Trump is a terrible president, and you won't say a word. I would be like, Trump, Negro, please, you got a crazy man. Did you vote for that fool that's in office? I would go off on you if you came up and said that. And I'm no Trump zealot. So every time you let somebody win these little micro battles, shame on you. But I'm not here to shame you. I'm here to empower you. So we're going to do some more of that when we get back. Keep it in.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Life insurance is one of those things that just about everybody needs, but few people actually have. Hey, if you die unexpectedly without life insurance, guess what? You'll leave your family with even a bigger mess. Life insurance will help replace your family's income. It'll help cover burial expenses. Life insurance can even help pay off debt like credit cards and medical bills. Life insurance can even pay for college. And if you own a business and you die, life insurance can help your business from collapsing. It can even help cover estate taxes. Life insurance has never been more affordable and needed. Plus, you can always shop around even if you have a plan and save some money. So call the Life Insurance Quote Line right now for free pricing information.
800-908-8216. 800-908-8216. 800-908-8216. That's 800-908-8216.
Do you owe the IRS $10,000 or more in back taxes? Are you being audited or investigated? Has the IRS sent you a letter demanding payment? You may not owe what they claim. Make this free call to the Tax Doctor now. Let them negotiate with the IRS on your behalf.
800-234-0316. 800-234-0316. That's 800-234-0316.
For $1 a day, if any covered appliance breaks in your home, we guarantee to fix or replace it. All makes and models, washers, dryers, refrigerators, air conditioners, and more. Guaranteed to be fixed or replaced for $1 a day. Call the Home Service Club now for free information.
800-413-2816. 800-413-2816. 800-413-2816. That's 800-413-2816.
This is how we do every day. We be grinding, and if you want to come and text us,
if you love them enough to turn off your music and pretend like their music is your music.
Ah, this is Mommy's jam.
Then surely you'll check NHTSA.gov/the right seat to make sure they're in the right car seat.
Let's play it again.
Check today at NHTSA.gov/the right seat. Brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Have you heard the warning from the dead doctors don't lie guy? I'm talking about Dr. Joel Wallach. He says if you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol or high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, or other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. That's what he says. He has a free lecture revealing what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in his free lecture called Deadly Recipe. You want it free? Call him toll-free at 855-79-YOUNG. You ready? 855-79-YOUNG. Dr. Joel Wallach, the dead doctors don't lie guy, says there's no reason why we shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there.
Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
And it didn't cause this a dent.
Who knew that my book, Race Pimping, had been translated into Mexican, as George Bush would say? Welcome back, everybody. Race Pimping, the multi-trillion dollar business of liberalism. That is the book that I wrote. And I got to tell you, you need to get a copy of this book. What is happening right now is race pimping on steroids. Wow. The illegal banditos have gone black. Oh, man. This story. God. Okay, so it happened last week, but you got to understand, man. When I saw this, I literally thought, when I saw the headline last week, I literally thought it was a joke. I went, they're going to get $450,000 to illegals for separate. I thought it was a joke. And Tucker Carlson, we'll play his clip here in a bit. Well, you know what? Well, we'll play it when I get a little bit more development of the story. But I'm telling you, apparently Mexicans are the new blacks. Just like I predicted. They saw how all this complaining and moaning worked out for black folks. And now they're getting their 40 acres in a burro. That's a mule for you, you white folk out there. 40 acres and a mule. Reparations for Mexicanos. Mexican nationals are taunting black Americans with this. Get to the back of the bus. Get to the back of the bus. You will wait in line before we get our money. We will get our money before you get your money. I don't care if you've been working for decades. Reparations. Man. But this leaves hope for the black folks that are trying to get reparations, because I'm telling you, would you believe this? If I told you $450,000 per person, $1 million for family could be paid to Mexican nationals because they were, quote, separated from their kids? Does Joe Biden even know how many black men have been separated from their kids? What? Okay, I don't care about the voluntary ones, the ones who are running away from all their baby mamas. And I know why they're running away from the crazy women. I'm talking about the dudes who caught a case. Maybe smoked a little weed or something. I don't smoke any weed, so don't think I'm condoning it. But whatever, they got a drug case or they got something. There are people in jail. Do you know there are black men in jail because they did not pay child support? They separated black people from their children because they couldn't afford the children. Well, they could afford them if they got $1 million. Whoa. Let me tell you, folks. I bet you these black men in prison would love to get that $450,000 put on their accounts for being separated from their kids. But the bigger thing is this. This is why you listen to me, okay? What the Democrats have signaled with this is they don't need the black vote. They're saying, you Negroes been fighting and fighting. We don't need your vote. Because they're saying, if I'm going to let Mexicans jump in front of you and get reparations when you've been fighting for reparations for decades, I'm telling you, I don't need you. I got dominion. Hey, black people, you ever heard of dominion? I got dominion over you. Either that, or Joe Biden got confused and said, okay, well, listen, let those black people in on the border and give those Mexicans their reparations, which is entirely possible. Here's Tucker Carlson talking about this. I don't even know how much to add except just a little bit of comedic humor to it, but here you go.
As the guy who runs the Babylon Bee told us recently, it is getting tough to run a parody site in this country. No matter how creative your jokes may be, it is almost impossible to be more ludicrous than reality already is. And yet, even by those impossibly high standards, we can confidently announce tonight that we have just read the single most deranged news story ever printed in this country. So no matter what happens going forward, and God knows what that'll be, this story will live forever as the high watermark of political lunacy. Mark your calendars. It's October 28th, 2021. This is the day that things couldn't possibly get nuttier. And here it is. According to a piece in this afternoon's Wall Street Journal, the Biden administration has decided to pay reparations to illegal aliens. In other words, foreigners who came here without invitation, who came in willful violation of legal statutes passed by our Congress per our Constitution, those people are about to get a groveling apology and huge amounts of cash. Why? Because our government dared to enforce its own laws, which now apparently is immoral. So the Biden White House is going to pay criminals for committing crimes. It's almost impossible to believe that's real, but it is real. According to the Journal, the administration plans to, quote, offer immigrant families that were separated during the Trump administration around $450,000 a person in compensation. The U.S. Departments of Justice, Homeland Security, and Health and Human Services are considering payments that could amount to close to $1 million per family. $1 million per family for illegal aliens at exactly the moment that American families are becoming noticeably poorer by the day. You won't be surprised to learn, according to the paper, that nearly 1,000 reparations claims have already been filed. Why not? The total payout from all this? More than $1 billion. So how much is that exactly? Well, let's see. If you're an American citizen who is killed in a war defending your country, our government promises to send your family $100,000. That is less than a quarter of what Joe Biden intends to give illegal aliens for the inconvenience of being deported. They're once again getting $450,000 a piece from your tax receipts. That's more than some of the 9/11 victims got. It's more than any ordinary American ever gets for anything from the U.S. government. Most people in this country just give. Foreigners with no respect for our laws or systems, meanwhile, are hitting the jackpot. So take three steps back. You've got to wonder how long this sort of thing can continue. How long before the people who make this country run, who, by the way, are not the same people who run this country, those are two very different groups, but before the people who make this country run decide they have had enough and they're not going to take it anymore? Why pay your taxes at this point? Seriously. It's too insulting. It's too destructive. It is evil. Now, who knows how long it's going to take to get there, but at this rate, it's coming. Quick. In the meantime, what can we know? Well, we can be certain how the rest of the world is going to see this announcement. Why wouldn't you cross our border illegally at this point? You have to be insane not to. Joe Biden is literally paying people who do it.
Welcome back, everybody. Kevin Jackson is who you're listening to, the KevinJacksonNetwork.com, where we not only broadcast this type of stuff, we actually write about it as well. So you can link there. We do very clever little video vignettes on various things. We have movies. We have a movie channel called TheFlickFest.com. I was watching movies the other night. Holy cow. Talented, talented people. I hope you will get signed up. Even if you don't watch movies, get signed up. We have a big surprise coming for Hollywood down the road. Anyway, look. If you don't stop this crazy, if you don't back people willing to go on the front lines and stop this crazy, this is what you get. Go tell all your black leftist friends, say, where's your God now, Moses? Where's your God now? Where's your reparation? You think you're going to get it?
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Folks, looks like food shortages are here and gonna stick around. Supply chains are breaking down, and inflation is back with a vengeance. It's all part of the shortage economy. What used to be unthinkable is now in the headlines. Are you ready? Do you currently have a stockpile of emergency food at home? If not, go to MyPatriotSupply.com today, and you'll find an emergency food kit that's right for you and your family. My Patriot Supply is the largest preparedness company in America, serving millions of families like yours. Pick up a 3-month food kit that stays fresh for up to 25 years in proper storage. The meals in the kit provide over 2,000 delicious calories a day. That's important when you need to survive. Order from MyPatriotSupply.com and your food will ship fast in unmarked boxes to protect your privacy. Don't wait for permission or more empty store shelves. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com now. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Not a hypothetical threat. It's destroying people's lives and livelihoods and doing it every single day.
President Biden's comments regarding climate change. The president speaking at the International Climate Summit in Scotland. Biden noting there's only a limited window of time to act. 200 countries meeting in Scotland, the most notably absent from the group meeting, China, who emits the most CO2s in the world. The Supreme Court is hearing two cases involving the pro-life Texas heartbeat law. The court will deliberate on concerns about the structure and enforcement of the law and not whether the law violates Roe v. Wade. The Texas law allows private citizens to launch civil lawsuits against anyone who aids or abets an abortion after a baby's heartbeat can be detected. And you're listening to USA Radio News. Vaccine mandates throughout the country are leaving many emergency services short-staffed due to some workers not getting vaccinated. Will Jones is an unvaccinated firefighter. He tells Fox News that if these numbers continue to decrease, Americans everywhere will be at risk.
We are providing negative tests before coming into work, so we're not a threat for spreading COVID. We're providing these negative tests, yet they're still saying because you haven't made that same personal health choice that we want you to make, that you're going to need to lose your job. And that's really going to jeopardize the entire city, put everyone in the city at risk.
That audio courtesy of Fox News. Jones, a firefighter in Washington, D.C. Many frontline workers are rallying in the district against vaccine mandates on Monday. The McRib is back on the menu at McDonald's. The barbecue sandwich returning to participating restaurants across the country for a limited time starting Monday. USA Radio News.
It has to end here.
Actually, it's just gotten started.
No!
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
In what way can I explain how Biden's America offends sensibilities?
What's up, white people?
Yeah, see, that's a start. Calling white people. What, Kevin? What are you talking about?
Yeah.
White people. In case you don't know who I am, the people who are new to the program, I am Kevin Jackson, former Fox News contributor, fired because I dare speak truth about the Kavanaugh accusers. Skanks! I'm a filmmaker. I made a film called Bleeding Blue. Check it out at bleedingbluemovie.com. A best-selling author of three books, the latest of which is called Race Pimping. You can get it at racepimping.com. And you should, because everything we're talking about today has to deal with race pimping. What? Oh, I'm going to get to this in just a second. 23% of college kids, white kids, are declaring themselves an ethnicity other than white in order to what? Get in on that booty, baby. They don't want to pay full ride. They want to get what the minorities get. Give us the same thing. I'm going to talk about that in just a second. And, of course, I'm a radio show host. And we do go get on our social media. We're now starting to do Clubhouse. So you can check us out there. We're doing Locals, which I heard got bought by Rumble. We've got videos up, and I don't understand why we don't get our videos shown to the level of Dinesh D'Souza and Dan Bongino, because they're just as good, and they show up, but they never trend. Anyway, I'm happy to be here with you folks. And for those of you who don't know, in case you've missed it, I am an American of the black kind, though admittedly, I did not vote for Captain Demento. You ain't black, Joe, but I am. In fact, I'm what is known, folks, as a Gold Star Negro. That means I've never been a Democrat. I'm a Gold Star Negro. Sheriff Clark, Democrat. Became a Republican. Candace Owens, former Democrat. Became a Republican. Even the great Thomas Sowell was a Democrat who became a Republican. By the time I was 8 years old, I knew I was not stupid enough to be a Democrat. I refused to be put on the proverbial plantation, which is why sometimes Gold Star Negroes are referred to as free range Negroes. Yeah. That said, I may very well declare myself as an oppressed Mexican national so I can get in on those reparations that black leftists have fought so hard for. Viva la Mexico! Oh, man, can you believe this crazy world?
So what does this show do? I challenge people's sensibilities. It's the same thing I do when I give speeches. It's the same thing I do when I'm on TV, when, you know, when I'm not fired from Fox or whatever. And I'm about to do more media because let me tell you, this whole reparations thing is a whole new can of worms. White people are going, what? White people, wait a minute. Hold on a second. I thought we were only going to pay black people reparations. And then maybe just, you know, a little bit. Not a whole lot. When did the Mexicans jump in the mix? I don't know, white folks. Y'all got to keep up. Yep. So what the left is trying to do, folks, is they want us to become a nation of lawbreakers. And I'm not being critical when I say that you may very well resort to crime, criminality. You may cheat on your taxes. You may declare yourself black or Hispanic or whatever in order to get in on something. You may learn Spanish one day just to fool people. Because here's the thing. What does playing by the rules get you? Playing by the rules gets you nothing. You may get a little money left on the dresser, but you're definitely going to get screwed. So, okay, so here's this. This was in hot air. White college applicants claim to be minorities. And usually it works. For the record, when we were going to do our seminar, our big event, before Wu Flu hit, we were bringing in this guy. His name is JoJo, I think. And he passed himself off as black. He had mediocre grades. He's American. I mean, he's Indian. He's Indian from India, not American Indian. And his name is like some crazy Indian name. But he went by JoJo Taylor or something like that. So they just assumed he was black. And he got into Harvard with like a 2.5. He didn't even qualify. He was like David Hogg. Anyway, in hot air, they write this. This is a survey from a group called Intelligent. Apparently, they ask hundreds of white college students if they lied on their applications about, and about a third of them admitted they had, and here's a description of the methodology. All data found within this report derives from a survey commissioned by Intelligent.com and conducted online by survey platform Polefish. And in total, they talked to 1,250 white Americans. And to qualify for the survey, each respondent had to have previously applied to a college or university in the U.S. And appropriate respondents were found via a screening question. Survey was conducted back July 13 of 2021. All respondents were asked to answer all questions truthfully and to the best of their abilities. Online poll, people promised to tell the truth. Survey found that 34% of white Americans who applied to college, did I say 23? Yeah, 34% falsely claimed on their applications they're a racial minority. The number one reason why applicants fake minority status is to improve their chances of getting accepted. 50% also lied to benefit from minority-focused financial aid. So I want you to understand what's happening in college. White kids are having to figure out angles in order to get an education and in order to be able to afford it. That's what they're doing. They're lying on federal forms. Look, I don't know how big of a deal this is. Barack Obama lied on his college entrance. Said he was either a foreign student or, foreign student, or I don't know. I mean, what else did he lie about? I mean, that's the only thing I think he could lie about. So it happens. Oh, by the way, let's just be very clear. Leftists, if you have a leftist resume in your file, if you're an HR professional, 99.999999999% of them have lies. Now, I get it. They say, Kev, there's an old saying, you never get any better than your resume. They don't know people I know. Ross Perot Sr., he's better than his resume. You get what I'm saying? There are people out there who are doing miraculous things. They are better than their resume. But if you're going to find somebody who's better than their resume, or his or her resume, it will be a conservative. It will not be a leftist. Leftists put fluff. They make things bigger than what they are. You can always tell them. When you find, look, I'm going to give people on the right, I'm going to give you a hint. Don't put fluff on your resume. Just put this in your thing. Just say, I've listed the companies where I've worked, and I've listed what I believe I've done for them. And in your little top part where they ask you for what you want to do for the company, just say, give me one of your toughest jobs for which I qualify, and I will dazzle you. The rest of this resume, you can look at to understand why I can make that statement. But other than that, give me 90 days, the period, the trial period. And if I don't dazzle you within 90 days, let's just shake hands and be gone. I tell everybody this. I tell every kid, every black kid I meet, I say, let me tell you what you do. Now, you got to back it up. You have to know your stuff. So go out and learn your stuff. So these white, look, for the record, I want you to understand, these white kids are fighting to get into a system. Here's what the funny part is, where 73% of them who graduate from that system won't even use the degree. Is that bad? I mean, that's horrible. They're going to go spend money, which they're trying to get a reduction because they're trying to play American Indian. By the way, Indian, American Indian, is the most abused stat. People say, I'm Native American. Because, you know, how do you prove it? Or not, how do you disprove it? Because there are people that are, quote, Native American that look very white. But they are. I have a friend, she's, you know, Native American, but she's white. Just turned out that was her gene pool. There are many whites who can say they're Latino, right? Especially if you have a Latino surname somewhere. You can be a white Hispanic like George, what's his face? The dude that shot Trayvon Martin. You know, it's a good thing I can't even remember Zimmerman. I was going to say I can't even remember his name. Then it hit me. But George Zimmerman, the white Hispanic, you'd never heard that term until they figured out Zimmerman wasn't a white dude who killed Trayvon Martin, but a Hispanic. And he looked like an illegal. George Zimmerman, God bless him, he looks like an illegal. Anyway, people are cheating, man. And the government is wanting you to cheat. Think about that.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Hey folks, Kevin Jackson here with a very important message. Stop overpaying for your prescriptions. Our A-plus rated BBB partner can get your high-cost meds for practically nothing. How do I know this? Because one of my family members saves hundreds of dollars a month. He began saving $200 a month. Now with his med changes, he's saving up to $700 a month. So does the editor of my website. Never pay full price for meds again. Look, you deserve to save this money. And this service truly works, so I wouldn't be sharing it with you. Now, here's what you can do to start saving almost immediately. One, visit the KevinJacksonNetwork.com/KevPerks. And two, submit the free form and they'll call and help you. Or, if you want a bit more information, call 800-678-5013. That number again is 800-678-5013. 5013.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S. patented, made in America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamel Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
For over 20 years, Extendivite has been helping people. Here is a testimonial from Amazon.com. Glad I found this product. I am 51 years old and started getting headaches a couple of times a week. I went to the doctor and my blood pressure was a little high at around 150 over 95. I found out about Extendivite and I ordered some to try it. Immediately, I felt better and it lowered my blood pressure and my headaches went away almost instant. I have been taking it now for about 4 months and I am so glad I found this product. You won't be disappointed. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
The old way of living with diabetes is a pain. You've got to remember to do your testing, and you always need to be sticking your fingers. The new way to live your life with diabetes is with a continuous glucose monitor. You simply apply a discreet, easy-to-use sensor on your body, and it continuously monitors your glucose levels, helping you spend more time in range and freeing you from painful finger pricks. If you test your blood sugar at least 4 times per day and inject insulin at least 3 times per day, or use an insulin pump and have private insurance or Medicare, you might be eligible for a CGM with little or no cost to you. Call U.S. Medical Supply today for a free benefits check. We offer free shipping, 90-day supplies, and we bill Medicare or your insurance directly. Call now and say goodbye to finger pricks.
800-880-1896. 800-880-1896. 800-880-1896. That's 800-880-1896.
Tehebo Tea Club's original Pure Pau de Arco Super Tea helps build the red corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A 1-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A.com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100, Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.
Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Con Kevino Jacksones.
I should have titled this show Offending the Senses, because that's what leftists do every single day. They offend your senses, your sensibilities, the thing, common sense. Forget, you know, your spidey sense. They offend your common sense, not the things that make you go, I wonder what they're up to. No, it's in your face. You don't believe me? Well, let me give you an example. Lap dances at schools. There's a story. We'll talk about it. Lap dances. Some boys dressed up as girls and did lap dances for their coaches.
I mean, I don't know on what planet you think that's okay. Maybe back in the old days before we got into all this political correctness nonsense, it would have been a funny joke to have all the linebackers of the football team do that and twerk into their coaches today. Seriously? This is where wackadamia has come to. Yeah, you got transsexuals going to schools and teaching and showing their naughty bits and gay day this and all that. Look, I understand they want to marginalize us. They want to make it seem like this is all okay. And hopefully, if you're raising your children correctly, they will see it and they will ignore it. My youngest son, we talk about gay issues. He's like, yeah, Dad, so-and-so's gay. You're like, how do you know? Well, he kind of came out, blah, blah, blah. And I go, what do you think about that? Because it'll be a friend of his. He goes, I don't think about it. I'm not gay. You know? And he doesn't look at it one way or the other. I will give everybody credit for just saying live and let live. Because I didn't grow up that way. I don't mean I was mean-spirited towards gays. I just didn't know very many. And if I suspected you were funny, I knew you were funny. I didn't really care, but I didn't feel the way I feel about it now, which is live and let live. I just kind of, you know, it was live and let live at a different level. Now it's live and let live. I don't really give a crap. Just stay out of my business. Why you all up in my business, gay people? What else you want to talk about, this crazy PETA? Oh, let's change the name from bullpen to armpit. What is it? Bullpen to arm something, right? They should call it the armpit. So we'll talk more about that maybe. I don't know. I don't know that it's a topic we can have a lot of discussion about, but I'm just giving you some ideas around it. Maybe we'll cover those all a little bit later. Spend your sensibilities. Go get this shot. Go get the jab. 8.1 million people have gotten the shot in Arizona. 3.7 million people have been served the death poke. You know, I'm hearing about this death poke. If you get it, you're more likely to get cancer. You can get the same type of thing of HIV, which is essentially immune deficiency. Because you can't fight the disease. You can't fight disease. HIV, what is it? Human immune deficiency. I don't know. Virus, whatever it is, it stops your body from being able to fight things off. Therefore, you develop what becomes AIDS and you die. I don't know if you've been paying attention on TV. It doesn't matter what you watch. I see more AIDS or AIDS-related medicines than I've seen in ages. Was it Travuta and Bacardi or something? I mean, I don't know. Remember the names of them. I just know they're all named after big old black girls. But whether it is Travuta, Bacardi, Shaquinka, whatever. I'm just saying, lots of commercials on this. And they're flaunting, you know, they make it at a point to show you that these are guys. I mean, it's funny because we see either transsexuals, guys, or women who dated bisexual men or whatever. It isn't just, quote, normal folks. They can't make those commercials with normal folks. And I've already told you, you've seen a lot of commercials with, you know, people of color. The warning has gone out to white people. Don't bother trying to make commercials over here because we are not going to show them. No, we don't need you in them. Told you guys, a friend of mine does a lot of media, and she said, I should say an acquaintance, but she said to me, Kevin, I don't get any work for what she does for a living. And she's the best. She's considered the best. I mean, that's what she says. I don't know. I don't follow that type of work. But anyway, she says, no. She says, I get media requests, and it says, are you a BOPIC? A black indigenous person of color, a BIPOC. That's it, BIPOC. And she, pretty soon, I think she's probably just going to start answering yes and then playing a Dolezal on them, you know. Woo, man. The death jab is in trouble, folks. See, this is the New World Order's attempt to make the world complicit. You will obey. And despite leftists controlling almost all areas of governments all over the world, the resistance is winning. You guys know Ice Cube, right? The actor, the rapper turned actor who was born, by the way, in a middle class America and has no knowledge of gangland violence. But he was supposed to do a comedy for Sony, a picture. And the show is called Oh Hell No. And he would have co-starred with Jack Black, but he's not going to do it after the producers requested that he get the vaccine. Now, the story's in the Hollywood Reporter if you want to look it up, because I never want people to think that I'm just making this stuff up. Go look it up. It's in the Hollywood Reporter. Now, let me tell you, I applaud this guy. I applaud him because he's like, no, I'm not getting it. I've done enough studies, and this is why the resistance is winning. When you can't get these youngish black people to take the shot, that's a problem for the left. That's been normally been their major push, you know, that we can get these black folks because they're stupid. Maybe that's why Joe Biden said, you know what, we'll teach them a lesson. We'll give Mexicans reparations, and that'll send a shot over the bow. Reparations. Talked earlier about that. Who else we got? I talked to you about many, many people who've decided they're not getting the shot. And then in The Hill, thehill.com, here's what they write. About 12,000 Air Force personnel have declined to get vaccinated for COVID-19, causing many officials to question how to address the considerable opposition without causing significant challenges and setbacks within the military. Now, see, the Marines, there's a bunch of Marines, I don't know what percentage, but say 35-40% that said, nope, we ain't getting it. Now, the Air Force has a lot of people. I don't know how many, but tens of thousands, maybe hundreds of thousands. 12,000. What if those 12,000 are pilots? What if they're people that have to do maintenance on airplanes? What's going to happen? Well, let me tell you what's going to happen. The government is going to have to back down. The same way corporations, United Airlines, we're going to follow the mandate. Not if you don't have pilots. Not if you can't field a crew with trained flight attendants. Not if you don't have mechanics who work on these jets. All you got to do is stand up. You know, people think that leadership is about me making a demand. There is no leader on this earth who can make a demand. When I went to military school, they gave this guy a rank. It was his sophomore year, junior year. He came into what they call leadership school. We had leadership school a week before school began. And if you attended leadership school, you could get pre-ranked. Well, this guy, he came in and he says, the Sergeant Major Gilmore said, who here, old Marine Corps drill instructor, who here can give me the definition of leadership? And everybody's looking around and one guy raises his hand. And he says, you, cadet. And the kid goes, leadership is the ability to gain willful cooperation. And the sergeant major said, Major, new sergeant major. And he made that junior, that's the highest rank you could get. He made that kid sergeant major of the battalion. Highest rank you could have as a junior. Instantaneously. He was the only one who could answer that question. And let me tell you why I've never forgotten it. Because I knew inherently what leadership was, but I didn't know how to define it. And it is the ability to gain willful cooperation, not forceful, willful. You know how you do that? Same way you get earned media, what we call earned media, where you're not paying a lot of money, but Fox and all these people want you on. You know how you get that? By doing something significant. By being something significant. I get candidates all the time. Kevin, can you get me on Fox? What the heck do you think I could get you on Fox? This is when I was with Fox. I can't get you on Fox News. What have you done to earn it? How many people do you know don't earn anything but just expect that something should happen for them? I'm glad these Air Force people decide to do that. They said if they choose to discipline those who reject the mandate, the wave of dismissals could cause the military to be unprepared. First of all, the military is already unprepared. Trust me when I tell you, those 12,000 people that won't get the shot, they are very important.
The Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Putting an end to identity politics.
Now, something completely different.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.